What's up, soccer fans? Mike Guglielmi, Sons of a Pitch, Soccer Central, episode number 211, season 4, number 22 for the season. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. On this episode, we're going to talk about all the MLS games from the past week. We're also going to discuss the CONCACAF Champions League second leg of the semifinals, as well as touch on the League's Cup and the lone MLS teams with both of those competitions. Now, with that being said, we have a huge announcement here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're launching a new era tonight on Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central and an American Soccer Podcast. We will be live every single Monday night on the ColorCast app. The link is pinned to the chat right now. So if you're on YouTube and you have not gotten that app yet, like I've told you to in the past many, many times, get on it and download that thing right now and go say hi. We got Jonathan Nogueira, Bernardo Lombardo, Rocky Does It All joining us on YouTube, and I'm sure a few more as the stats indicate. And to whoever's in the ColorCast app already, thank you for joining, and let's get underway. Guys, make sure if you are here, hit that like button down below as well. Hit that subscribe button or that follow button. You don't want to miss our awesome soccer content that we bring you all the time here on ColorCast, on the regular podcast episodes, or on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. All right, guys, you can see behind me, for those of you that are viewing, there is a video there from the getting ready to get started at the game at TQL Stadium that I was at. We're going to go in depth there, and I'm also going to put out a special episode touring that beautiful, amazing TQL Stadium. Great stadium. So without further ado, let's get right into some of these games, shall we? This goes back to last week. We've got, we had a lot of games to talk about with this one, and this is going to be fun. So let's start out with the schedule going back to September the 10th on Friday night, Atlanta and Orlando, Atlanta United at home at the Benz, Orlando City. Ooh, they didn't show up. 3-0 Atlanta is your score in this one. A great performance by the Five Stripes. These guys showed out at home, and maybe, just maybe, that Atlanta United team is back. It might be. I don't know if I'm quite ready to say that yet, but I think it's getting close, guys. They're looking good, and to be able to beat an Orlando City team who is a damn good team, that shows that they're doing pretty well. So Atlanta's goals come from Campbell in the 25th, Daryl Dike an own goal, and Ezekiel Barco in the 72nd to wrap things up for Atlanta. Man, this game was all Five Stripes at home, which is kind of the reason why I'm thinking maybe they're back. 55% possession to 45% total shots. This is the one that really gets me. 18 shots to 8 for Orlando. Total shots on goal, 5-2, but a lot more passes as well for Atlanta United. And a new Wiseman is not here, but hey, if you jump on, man, we got our resident Atlanta United fan there, and Rocky, is it a little too late for Atlanta? You know, it might be, Rocky. Again, we'll look at the standings once we go through all the games here, but it might be just a tad too late, but I think they're at least going to be able to scoot in to a playoff position. They're not – the East is weak. We know this. So I think they might be able to get there. Good question, Rocky. Moving on to the second game, Vancouver and Rockies, Portland Timbers. A 1-0 road victory for Portland through an own goal in the 66th minute from Veselinovic. He's got one goal for the Caps. He's got one goal for the Timbers. And Portland goes on the road. And could that be a sign to come for Portland with their road form? Because, Rocky, you know I have given you hell all the time about how bad the Timbers are. Home for a road form has been. Maybe this could be a switch, because they've been looking good as of late. The coach Gio Savarese saying that they finally rediscovering who they are. And all right, there you go. Ryan T in the house. $3 super chat. Mike, what does TFC need to do in the offseason? Oh, I'm going to get into that, Ryan. I'm going to get into that when we talk about that game that I was at, as you can see here in the background. A lot needs to be done for this team, a lot, and we'll discuss that there in a few minutes. Thank you, sir, for that $3 super chat, man. These super chats, guys, they mean the world to me. They really help me out to continue to grow this podcast, this show, and continue to make this thing better and better. You guys have seen the graphics and how much better those have gotten over time. All the money I get goes back into the show, And we're trying to grow the sport of soccer here in the United States of America. That's what we're doing on Sons of a Pitch Soccer Podcast. Jay Jardim in the house as well. Ryan T, besides finding a coach, we're going to talk about Javi Perez as well. We should have had the Vancouver GM on that one for a little bit of foreshadowing. But Portland, a good victory for them over Vancouver, who's been hot as of late, although some fake results from the GM of Vancouver, as he was saying, when they did fire Mark DeSantos, which was well deserved. Thank you for hitting that like button there on ColorCast. I see you down there. I see you. Mr. Folgers and Evan K. Evan K., I love it. Thank you, Evan, for jumping on here, man. And really excited about this show and what we're doing here with ColorCast. This thing is going to be big, guys. Get in on the ground floor now. You can do what I'm doing with ColorCast, everybody. This thing, you just download the app. You can cast any game you want. So if I'm not doing a live for Portland and Vancouver, Rocky, you can jump on ColorCast. And there you go. All right. So let's move to the next one. Colorado and LA Galaxy. Mr. Isaiah Paskins was in the house for this one from Dick's Sporting Good Park in Commerce City, Colorado. 1-1 is the final in this one. Michael Barrios, the underrated Michael Barrios, gets the goal for the Rapids in the 66th minute, and then the Galaxy Grand Sear in the 80th minute to tie it up and get a result for the Galaxy. Colorado's disappointed. Isaiah, I know he said he was disappointed as well. Being at that game, it kind of felt like a loss. But again, LA Galaxy, a top team in the Western Conference. So not a horrible result, even though Colorado's like, hey, well, don't look at me, man. We're gonna be good here. We're gonna be the top team in the Western Conference. But then again, we got to talk about Seattle. We got to talk about LA Galaxy. We got to talk about Colorado. We got a few teams in the West. The top is wide open, at least for the time being, as of now. Unlike the Eastern Conference, that is not wide open. So Colorado, you take a look at the stats in this one, and this one was a good showing for the Rapids. They did lose the possession battle, but barely. But total shots 16-8. So the control was definitely in favor of the Colorado Rapids. The shots on goal 3 apiece, but blocked shots in this one. Colorado was 7-1 to LA Galaxy. So that defense for Colorado looking very good. I mean, let's take a look at this lineup here. I mean, we got to talk about Colorado. This team is right there at the top of the West. I mean, fool me. I know Robin Fraser's a damn good coach, came from the TFC days. This is a Robin Fraser versus Greg Vanney battle out there in Colorado, and man, it didn't disappoint. Those guys, oh man, how I miss Greg Vanney and Robin Fraser with TFC. But you look at this squad, all right? William Yarborough in goal. Decent player, came over from Liga MX. Youth national team with the U.S., decent guy, but not as fire as some would want for Colorado in a goalkeeper, since they did just have Tim Howard there, for that. He's kind of good. Maybe he wasn't the best when he was playing with Colorado. But anyways, I digress. In the defense, Keegan Rosenberry, Wilson, and Trusty at the back. That is a good, solid, young defensive core there. Estevez on the wing with Brian Galvan, the young DP. Galvan looks good. That kid's good. Colin Warner, the old vet, man, in the midfield with Kellen Acosta, who has had a surprising run for the United States men's national team. At least I would say so. And then you got Jonathan Lewis, Mark Anthony Kay in those two kind of offensive mid spots with Michael Barrios at the top. I mean, who would have thought that Michael Barrios would have been that guy that we'd be talking about right now? That is not what I was thinking. I mean, Barrios, I thought he was done and dusted after he left FC Dallas. I mean, he put in some good shifts for FC Dallas, but he's doing well for the Colorado Rapids. Now, looking at the LA Galaxies, we got to talk about them as well. Chicharito finally makes his way back for the Galaxy. It has been a long time since this man has been in uniform and on the field. He started out real hot. He's got to come back. He's got to build that form back up. I think he will. I just hope it doesn't revert him back to last season's form, because damn, that was ugly. That was real ugly. And I was the first to admit I got it wrong about this season. I figured he was going to blow up this season again, but he did well in the beginning. Looking at the defense, Bond has been a huge pickup there for the goalkeepers for the goalkeeping position for the Galaxy. Bond has looked really good. Koulibaly, Steris, and Williams at the back, much better than the days of Rolf Felcher and others. Julian Araujo, Villafania as the wingbacks, strong wingbacks. I mean, Araujo, the Mexican international, yes, he did commit publicly to the Mexican national team. Legette, Jonah DeSantos in the midfield with then Cabral, Vasquez, and Chicharito up top. Victor Vasquez, y'all know how much I love that man, former TFC guy. Look, it's all about the TFC guys, right? Connor McCabe in the house. What's up, Connor, as well? Brother BKL in the house. Ramon Poblano, my brother. It's been a while, man. Good to see you, brother. So the Galaxy, looking good. I mean, I'm happy with what they're doing, and if I'm a fan of the Galaxy, Sheep Tards, where you at, brother? I would say I would be a happy man on that one, because look at where this team was a year ago, and now they are a completely different-looking team. Another team at the top of the Western Conference that probably would not like to look at LA Galaxy and Colorado Rapids, Seattle Sounders. They get the 1-0 victory over the Minnesota United FC Loons. 1-0. Mior with the goal for Seattle in the 22nd minute. Mior? Who's Mior? I have no idea who this guy is. I didn't watch this one. I will admit, this weekend, guys, it was a little crazy. I'm just going to say I am not 24 anymore. That is, those days are long gone. That was like 100 pounds ago. And, man, oh, dear God, I am not in shape for a guy's weekend going to a soccer game, okay? I'm just going to put that out there right now. Shavendra in the house as well. What MLS games are you doing this week, Shavendra? I haven't gotten my schedule finalized yet. I am looking at possibly doing a Liga MX game in the CONCACAF Champions League, which we'll touch on later. As well, I will be most likely doing one on the weekend for an MLS, but unfortunately, I haven't gotten my full schedule in as of yet. But just watch out. I'll let you guys know. I'll send a post out as well. I'll be putting the streams together, and you'll see the streams in your subscription feed, and we will do that. But I know I got a comment from Alejandro, who's not on right now on YouTube, but on Twitter. Alejandro asked if we were going to do the Cruz Azul Monterrey second leg, and I'm thinking I might be able to get that one done for you guys, because that's going to be a hell of a game, and the Liga MX fans always show up. So we'll see. But Seattle, this team, a very good team, the best in the West, in my opinion. Albeit some will argue with me on that one. I'm not arguing. Seattle still number one. You saw what they did with the injuries. You saw what they did with the kids going down to Austin. Yes, and an expansion team, but still to get that victory. This team is very, very strong. Mior. Why did MLSsoccer.com change Jao Paulo's name to Mior? Come on now. See, I didn't watch the game. That's my problem here. So you got Jao Paulo for the Sounders with that goal. Jao Paulo, what a pickup that was. Designated player out of Brazil. My God, beautiful signings. And that's what you need. To stay at the top of MLS, your signings have to hit. All of them do. Your DPs definitely have to hit. All three of your DPs got to be there, as well as your TAM players. At least three out of four TAM players have got to hit. And that's something we'll touch on about BMO Field and Toronto FC later on. That's why they're not hitting this season. So 1-0 victory for the Sounders. Good win there at home at Lumen Field, as expected. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Eastern Conference now, shall we? Eastern Conference game between two of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. New England Revolution, 2-1 victory over New York City FC. Santi Rodriguez with the goal for NYCFC. Alfredo Morales with a red card in the 53rd minute. New York City's got to stop those red cards there, man. New England, Boateng and Buchanan with the goals for the Revs. This team just keeps on clicking. The Revs, my God, they are on a record-setting pace. They're looking to blow out those records of, I believe it was what, Atlanta and LAFC and TFC or the Red Bulls. Not Atlanta, sorry. Sorry, Red Bulls fans there. But they're getting ready to blow this out of the water. The rate of the points per game that they're doing is absolutely insane. This team, and they're doing it with a team that is not a bunch of big names at all. I mean, look at this roster that played against New York City FC. Look at this. Matt Turner is back from USMNT camp. We all know about Matt Turner. I don't need to talk much more about him. Duan Jones, Henry Kessler. Henry Kessler? I think it's Henry. Kessler, Farrell, Brandon Bai at the back. Boateng, Polster, and Kaptoum in the midfield with Tommy McNamara. What, you kidding me? Tommy McNamara? Tommy Mac from NYCFC, and I think he went down to Houston for a little bit. This dude is on this team and rocking it and starting. Like, there's something wrong with that. I mean, this man, how is he not done yet? How is his career not over yet? a big-time MLS vet. Teal Bunbury up top with Kiza. No Carlos Hill. Out with injury still. Should be getting back soon. You've got no Gustavo Bo in the starting lineup. This team, I mean, my God, this team is Buksa coming back from Poland, where he had a hat trick in Poland in the World Cup qualifiers for Poland. What's going on here? Tejan Buchanan, big-time player, now transferred over to Club Bruges. That'll happen in the winter, though, so that's not till the end of the not until the end of the season. But Gil back on the field, though, as a bench player, and then did get into the game and picked up a yellow card. This team is strong, very, very strong. But then you got to look at the other side as well with New York City. They're 4-2-3-1. Sean Johnson in goal, Tinnerholm, Chanot, Sands, and a Munson. Munson? I think it's Munson. Then you've got Alfredo Morales, Keaton Parks in the midfield, Thiago, Santi Rodriguez, Talis Manuel, and Titi Castellanos up top. I mean, my God. That team is really, really strong. They have really picked up some good signs. When they brought in Morales, when they brought in Santi Rodriguez, Talis Manuel, Thiago, this is definitely a strong, strong team. And one of the best in the Eastern Conference. Now, the NYCFC is not catching New England. It's not happening. But they might end up giving them some trouble in the playoffs. If that big if, you all know it, the big if, can New York City FC, can they do anything in the playoffs? They've got to get over that hurdle. That's more of a hurdle for them. And I think where they're going, they may not have to pass up. They might not have to play the New England Revolution until later on in the playoffs. Kathy in the house as well. What's up, Kathy? Good to see you. Hope you're doing well. And, Brother BKL with some news there. Says, breaking news, LAFC announced the signing of former Chelsea Academy product Jamal Blackman on a one-year deal with an option for 2022. 27-year-old goalkeeper was last with Rotherham United. I don't know if he's going to fight with Romero. I don't know if that's going to happen, but still, a good pickup if you're picking up a Chelsea Academy product for sure. So Brother BKL with the breaking news, can always count on Brother BKL there. He always brings the heat. All right, Ramon says he doesn't think anyone's catching New England. I agree, Ramon. Nobody's getting there. It's not happening. You know what? Why not? Let's just look at it now since we've got it here. But here's the conference standings right now. 55 points for the Revs. 55. 2.2 points per game. That is huge record pace right now for the New England Revolution. This team is just unbelievable. And how they're doing it with that injury to Carlos Hill is even more impressive. I mean, it's insanely impressive. So the Revs, nobody's catching them. They're going to take the top spot in the East. And then it's kind of 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe you start to get into some of that conversation, right, to see how that looks. Nashville, Orlando, New York City, Philadelphia, what does that look like there? But we'll see. And Kathy says, cool background. It's sick. Thank you, Kathy. Much appreciated. I had to get that video, and it was now you see that, Jay. So Jay came out and put up he got a video for me at the Canada El Salvador game at BMO. And I think I put it up for a quick minute at the Honduras game, but it was just too fast, Jay. It was just too fast. So next time you're at BMO, brother, see what I did here? That's what I'm talking about, man. But anyways, I appreciate it there, Jay. I appreciate that big time, man. And anybody else, if you're in a stadium, you can get me a video like that. I'll send you a link to upload it to my drive, and we go from there, because it's it really helps me out with the production quality for the YouTube channel. Ryan T, as a new member who was already a member, but now he's a member again. Love it, my man. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. I didn't even have my YouTube feed up on my phone right now because it's been such a crazy, crazy night with this one. My God, what a crazy, crazy evening here. Any lives, Kathy says, I'll tell you, I don't have my schedule out yet, but I will be getting it out. I'll probably put a post out maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. Got to talk with the wife, look through the calendar, see what we got, and there you go. And then Ramon says, you could have got you one from the bank. Hey, you know what? I'm sure you'll be back again, Ramon. So when you do, it's all good. I'll send you a link, man. Just got to send me your – I already have your email address. And Rocky, there you go. Definitely send me a link. We'll definitely do that for sure. And there you go. I'll do better if they play at BMO in October. I'll get a better vid. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Oh, look at this. Ryan upgraded the designated player. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated, man. That's huge. That is huge, guys. These memberships are awesome. they really, really support the channel because that's consistency right there. It keeps coming in. So, Ryan, much appreciated, my man. Thank you very, very much for that, sir. All right. Any Jays games on TSI coming up? Damn, you know what? I got to start getting back into TSI. I've kind of slowed down with my TSI role because life has been so hectic. And you know what? Maybe we'll throw in a TSI live maybe next week. Because this week ain't going to happen, man. Ain't going to happen. Way too much stuff going on this week. And just as a heads up for everyone, check out WinfieldTownship.com or Winfield Township on YouTube. You can watch the meeting from tonight, and you'll see some of what I'm working with here with that as clerk there, and you know, threatening lawsuits and all that good stuff against me for just writing the truth, video evidence. Yeah, we'll get into that later. That's not for the show. That's not soccer. Y'all don't want to hear that. You're here to hear me talk about MLS, CONCACAF, and everything in between. Allison in the house. What's up, Allison? And yeah. Brother BKL Mike, you know, Blue Jays are in a wild card, man. They are. They have made it. The Yankees actually fell out, dude, after that loss to the Mets last night. I don't know. I haven't watched any of them yet. I'm going to watch those as soon as I'm done up here, down here. I'm going to head upstairs and watch the Jays. So I got you, Ryan T. I got to get you a Jays game coming up, brother. All right. Anu Wiseman in the house as well. What's up, Anu Wiseman? Thanks for jumping on. You missed the Atlanta talk, brother. You missed the Atlanta talk, but I'll give you a heads up. I think they're going to be back. I think they might officially be back. So we'll see. Night Bell, love you. All right. Anyways, off of the standings, the hair? It looks good. I see it. You're banged. Girls in the house. Girls in the house. There is a song about that, isn't it? I think I've heard that. Oh, wait. It doesn't say girls. All right. Anyways, there's a good joke for you, Evan, on Colorcast. If you're recording this, man, minute mark. I don't even know what minute mark we're on, but damn it. Record that one and put it out. All right, back to the games. Red Bulls of New Jersey / New York. DC United 1-1 draw in this one from Red Bull Arena. Surprising result for the Red Bulls. I didn't think they would hang with DC. DC has looked good as of late. Ola Kamara with another goal, keeping him up in the Golden Boot race. Golden Boot. There you go. Allison says just cut Bella's bangs and they look amazing. She was like holding them up like little devil horns. So they look good. Look beautiful, Bella. Love you, girl. All right. So New York City. New York Red Bulls. I'm sorry, fans, for that mess up. Drew Yearwood with the goal in the 5th minute. Ola Kamara, 44th minute PK. DC dominated the possession in this one, 55-45. But the total shots and shots on goal edge went to the Red Bulls. Hey, Jersey Red Bull, I got to call them what they are, man. I'm sorry. All right. So that one, DC United, they get a point on the road, which is still a good result for them, pushing up the standings, trying to get into that core there of the of that main few that I was talking about, like Nashville, Orlando City, New York City, so on and so forth. So good result there for DC, I guess for New York as well. Cincinnati and Toronto FC. This one, I was live from TQL Stadium. Go back and check that video out. Hit the like button on that one if you haven't seen it yet. We're live in the Bailey in Cincinnati. Great experience. This stadium was absolutely amazing. And we witnessed some history there, y'all. We witnessed some history. This was Cincinnati's first win at TQL Stadium over who else but my boys, Toronto FC. My God, TFC is a tire fire and a half right now. Worst team in MLS. They just secured the wooden spoon with this loss to Cincinnati. But you know what? I want to talk more about Cincinnati right now because this team balled out on that TFC side. It was not even pretty. It was all Cincy in this game. TFC came out strong for the first 15 minutes, and outside of that, it was all Cincinnati. Brenner gets the goal literally minutes after I stopped my live video from the Bailey. It was literally like a minute later. Jay, just skip this one, Mike. Dude, I was at the game. I can't just skip it, man. Like, you can't just do that. Football is life, hanging out on Colorcast. Thank you for jumping on this one, guys. And Mr. Folgers, tried to have a conversation with you the other day. Unfortunately, you know, my mic wasn't working on my dedicated phone over there. So I'm sorry about that, but I got it back on the iPad here and I'm going to get these issues fixed with the iPhones. I'm going to have to go get another iPhone or take this one back or something. But anyway, Cincinnati and Toronto, Madunyanin in the 58th to secure the victory for Cincinnati. This team, Cincinnati looked good, and this team has a lot of talent. So I'm surprised they are as bad as they are. They, you know, they've got skill. And hence, that's why I'm wearing the Toronto FC MLS Cup Championship hat, Jay, because I didn't think it would ever get worse than 2012, and it has. It has. Like, this is insane. This is insane. Like, Toronto FC, and I'm just going to start my rant here. Look out for a video for Cincinnati, guys. I'm going to put together a video probably next week. I'm going to be honest. It's too crazy right now. But next week, I'm going to put out a video with all the photos, all the videos that I took from the stadium. It's going to be awesome. Kind of a nice little tour. I had a friend with me who does that, like, video production stuff. And I'm like, dude, thank God, because I have no idea what I'm doing. So he took all kinds of fun, little cool videos. We'll put that up, and we'll go from that. So look out for that video coming in about a week or so for TQL Stadium. But TFC, my God, it is worse than 2012. This team is a joke. And I found myself actually rooting for Cincinnati, not only because I was sitting in the Bailey, not only because they deserve it, to get that win at home, not only because I did throw a little bit of extra money on Cincinnati because the odds were good, but TFC is horrible. I want them to win the Wooden Spoon so that they'll get rid of Ali Curtis. The man's got to go. Bill Manning as well. Bill Manning, I like Bill Manning. I think he did some good things for the club, but he's got to go. He allowed the hire of Ali Curtis, which we all knew from the get-go was a bad decision. Then he hired Chris Armas, and we all saw how that worked out. Then he puts Javi Perez in after a few draws and a little unbeaten run against some bad teams getting draws. Horrible decisions, horrible, horrible. I mean, I don't know why the hell this man still has a job now. Why wait? Why not just fire him? But I know that a wooden spoon will do it. Toronto FC, MLSC, that organization will not put up with that type of result from its team. Look at this lineup that this team put out. Now, I understand that they have some players who were, that have some players who just came back from the World Cup qualifying cycle. I get that. But, again, look at the mess of Jozy Altidore, okay? That in itself, the handling of that in itself is inexcusable. Westberg in goal, decent goalkeeper. Bono, decent backup, whatever. Alro has not panned out to what he's supposed to be. Omar Gonzalez, maybe the 4 year ago, Omar Gonzalez, maybe. Chris Mavinga, hell of a good CB. I'll take him and I'll keep him any day. Justin Morrow, I'm sorry, dude, but there's two problems. Number one is your head got lost last season as the chair of the Black Players Commission for MLS. I applaud the effort. I applaud that getting active and starting that and spearheading that. However, it has clearly affected your game, and you need to get your game back up. Plus, you're coming down that you're not the same player that you used to be. So that is kind of the story of Justin Morrow. Marky Delgado, decent player. Michael Bradley, dude, just get him on the bench. Just let him be an assistant coach. The man is not supposed to be. He cannot play anymore. He's done. He looked so slow. He looked so out of place on that field. Friggin' Yaya Kubo, Luciano Acosta, these guys are running circles around him, making him look bad. His fouls were horrendous. Tsubasa Endo, Achara, and Patrick Mullins with Dom Dwyer up top. Who the hell signed Dom Dwyer? That's all I want to know. Dom Dwyer is trash. He's been trash. That man has been trash since 2018. Okay, he had a good season with Sporting Kansas City. Hasn't done a damn thing in Orlando, and then you sign him. What are you thinking? I know we're thin upstairs for the striker position. I get that. Put the money somewhere else. Ridiculous. Yes, and complete rebuild, Jay says. 100% needs to be a complete rebuild. You know, Ryan Anderson had a real passionate rant. I'm not going to be as passionate as Ryan about this because I want it. I want this. I wanted this loss because I want this rebuild. I want Ali Curtis out. I want Bill Manning out. I want Javi Perez out. And let's rebuild this team. I even say get rid of Soteldo. He's miles ahead of everybody else on the pitch. When he came into this game, even my buddy was like, dude, who's that little short blonde guy? He's like tearing it up out there. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's TFC. This team is horrible, needs a complete rebuild. And yeah, even Jay says York United will beat them, PKL, 100%. It'll probably happen. This team is totally, as you say, it's given up. They don't want to win. They don't want to play. They don't care. They're out of it. They know they're out of it. They're at the bottom of the league with 15 points. It's not going to happen. This team is horrid, absolutely horrid, and they got to figure it out. 0.65 points per game. The only little bit I'll give them is that they were on the road last season for the whole season, basically, minus that six-game stretch in the middle against the Canadian teams. And then they started out this season on the road. So I'll give them that. But they should have bounced back. And they should have done better than 15 points. It's horrible. Horrible. So enough about Toronto FC. Again, look out for that episode coming up on YouTube probably in a week and a half or so with the kind of TQL stadium tour and all the awesome footage that I got there. All right, before we head to sponsor break on this one, guys, hit that join button down there and check it out. As you saw earlier in the show, Ryan T upgraded to the designated player level. Check out those options. Get in on it. It is worth it. It is a huge support to this channel as well. It's awesome for supporting the sport of soccer here in the United States. It's Just Nicole is on ColorCast. Thank you, It's Just Nicole. What a meeting. I'm hoping it's you, Nicole. I'm hoping it's the Nicole I know. Anyways, thanks for downloading and finding me. Hit that follow button there on the ColorCast. And appreciate it, Nicole. Appreciate it. All right. Soteldo and Paws, only players that keep everyone else for sale, build a team around them. There you go, Ryan. Yep, I'm keeping Paws 100%. The man is the MVP. I will keep him, no doubt about it. However, Soteldo, I don't think his heart's in it. He came in at a real bad time, y'all. Real bad time. Keep Oso too. You can't get rid of Oso. That man, he's a TFC legend. Can't get rid of him. Love the emojis there, Ryan T. And yes, keep Parizo as well. But damn that injury concern. That is a problem for sure. All right. So with that being said, let's go to our quick sponsor break on the podcast side. John Donovan from Donovan Food Brokerage will be giving you his update on the Sporting Kansas City and Chicago Fire match. So if you haven't downloaded that podcast episode later tonight and you're not subscribed over there, go do it. You'll hear his take on that one, and we'll take a short, short break here for the podcast sponsor break.
This episode of Sons of a Pitch, an American soccer podcast, brought to you by Nice Premium Iceland Pure Spring Water. Also by Donovan Food Brokerage, a sales and marketing firm focused on food service sales in the Midwest. And lastly, by Skira, Icelandic spring water available at your local 7-Eleven. And now it's time for our weekly Chicago Fire update, brought to you by John Donovan. Take it away, John.
Mike, John Donovan here, talking about the MLS and the Chicago Fire. You know, we don't have that many more games to go in the season. The team now will be playing Wednesday, Saturday, or Sunday game. So it's every loss or every win is big time for the Fire. But I would say, you know, I heard Tony Meola say in the announcements that next game was a must-win game. I think today was a must-win game. I couldn't believe that the team came out so flat. 3 minutes into the game, the goalie let one just squeak right through his legs. It was just 100% goalie error. He had a lot of looks at this ball. There was nobody blocking him. It just went through his legs. I personally think Shuttleworth, he's a 35-year-old goalie that's been around the league. It's time to bring in the youth. The second goal, which was just short of 6 minutes into the game, was a rebound off of Shuttleworth. Now, this was a nice save. But unfortunately, our friend from Venezuela, Navarro, fell asleep on the field, did not come back. And Johnny Russell was standing like all by himself right in front of the goal and just plunked it right in. So virtually the game, it was almost like getting a red card right at the beginning of the game. The game was over. The Fire, you know, you look at their scoring and they just do not score. I think it's amazing that the one guy that really can put the ball in the goal, Wiki keeps putting him in the back and is a defensive midfielder. And that's Luka Stevanović. He can score. It seems like his leg is better. The team went out flat after the first half. And He came. The team came out in the second half, and there was three substitutions on the starting lineup in the second half. Barrick, you could go on and on about Barrick, why he can't score anymore. Personally, I think he doesn't have a center mid that feeds him the ball like Jordy did last year. The ball just doesn't come to him. He's consistently offsides. It's either too late in his career or we do not have that person that can feed him the ball. Ivanovic, who I was very optimistic about early on in the season, you know, he got hurt, then came on. And for two or three games now, you rarely even hear his name called. He's not part of the offense. Our offense is literally the midfield shooting the balls at the goal. It's a shame that we didn't hold on to somebody like CJ Sapan. We might have been in the mix if we had held on to CJ and Jordy. But the team as it stands right now, you know, we brought in another Navarro who just started his first game today, got a yellow card, kind of overly aggressive midfielder. We'll have to wait and see how he does. Anybody at this point would help the fire. I have three questions that I'd like to ask myself going into next year. And I am talking about next year now is what are they going to do with center forward? I know they've signed a young Colombian boy, 18 years old, but can they expect him to come in and be the man for next year? I mean, if Barrick's contract is up and as it looks like Mansueto really, he doesn't cut people short in his contract for poor performance, as is Wiki, as is Heinz. I mean, he'll let these guys go until it's all over with. That's number one is what are we going to do with Barrick? Number two is why not change coaches and GM now? I mean, we went 6 years with Panovich before we decided to let him go. Six long years. I hope that Mansueto isn't going to do that with this team. He's spent a lot of money. He's first class in announcers, in stadiums, in change of uniforms and so forth. But boy, the coaching and the management of this team is just not good. And then the final one is, you know, the MLS was developed to develop young American players. And other than Pineda, who was playing out of position at North Carolina, he was a midfielder, a very good midfielder. Other than Pineda, Wiki just does not honor the American players on the field. I mean, it's a shame that we have to go out all around the world and not support our guys from home. I mean, look at New England, look at Philadelphia, look at these teams that use college and the academy youth. We're not using anybody, which really is a bit sad for the Fire and for Chicago. So one thing did happen. Alceda did score, or Alceda played. I thought he was hurt. He has just been benched for a couple of weeks. And he did get in the game, didn't do too much, but it was good to see somebody at least running on that left side. He's got a lot of speed. I think he's more of a center mid than a wing, but that's going to have to wait till next year. So thanks a lot, Mike. I really upsetting to see Toronto take such a dive. Take care.
Thanks for that Chicago Fire update, John. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, back at it here. Miami and Columbus, the Columbus crew. What the hell is going on with that team as well? What is going on? Columbus crew, the amount of talent this team has, they should be doing better than what they're doing right now. MLS Cup, everybody keeps saying, oh, it's a fluke, it's a fluke. I don't know if it's a fluke. This team has a lot of talent. And they improved on that this offseason. However, it's just not working out for Columbus. I think they got screwed by their new stadium, where a lot of teams usually get that new stadium bounce. This team did not get that new stadium bounce, guys. This was kind of the opposite effect, in my opinion. They kind of put that pressure on them to say, oh, God, we got to win. We got to win. We got to win. And they ran into a few tough teams, and then they got, you know, they were beating Seattle, and then that they just ripped their heart right out of them. Brian W., if you're on, man, yes, you're Sounders. There you go, Caleb Porter syndrome, says Rocky. He would know, right? Rocky would know. Columbus, losing to Miami, albeit it was on the road, Gonzalo Higuain with the goal for Inter Miami. Everybody started talking about Inter Miami. Oh, can they get into the playoff race? No, Inter Miami sucks. They're not good enough. It's not going to happen. They might squeak into a last spot, but they're not going to do anything. This team's horrible. Forget about it. Columbus, their season is done as well. I say, right, chop it up. Get ready for the next year, and there you go. All right, next up, Montreal and Nashville. Montreal at home, Stade Saputo. Nashville, the goal from Walker Zimmerman, Mr. US MNT. He gets the goal in the 66th minute to keep Nashville rolling. Keep Nashville rolling. Montreal, this was a big game for Montreal to kind of solidify themselves in that middle of the pack in the Eastern Conference. Didn't happen. They had to beat a team that's above them like this, and it pushes Montreal out of the playoffs. This team is they're not good enough, but they are doing better with what they have. The talent is not there. The talent is just not there for Montreal. However, I like Wilfried Nancy as a coach. I think he's done good things with what he has. They do have some nice young players. However, a work in progress for Montreal. The stories about Nashville, this team is going to be right there with New York City, with Orlando, fighting for that kind of MLS Cup spot to win the Eastern Conference. I could see that happening. I could see them really pulling some upsets, especially with that style of play that they have with Gary Smith. You saw it last season in the playoffs in that little mini run that they went on. You're going to see it again this year, and they're going to be a year better at it. So look out for Nashville come playoff time. They're doing well. Dallas and San Jose. Ricardo, get on the hype train, Pepe. That man scores again. My God, this dude's unbelievable. And we said it, and I'll keep saying it. Every time this man scores a goal, I'm going to keep saying it. Go back and check out that video, the 2020 season preview. So this was like back in February of 2020, before coronavirus. I'm like, Ricardo Pepe, look out for that man. He is unbelievable. Scores again, gets the draw for Dallas. Crappy result for them, though. Osvaldo Alanis with the six-minute penalty kick for San Jose, and Dallas with a draw at home. Okay result, which Dallas is going to show up, right? That's kind of the question. What Dallas team are you going to get when they show up on that pitch? They're going to be a team that just, beats up on a good team in the Western Conference 4-1, or are they going to be the team that loses to, Houston? Never mind. Nobody's losing to Houston right now. That's right. Somebody did. And we'll talk about that one next. Perfect little segue. They beat the expansion team, Austin FC, 3-0. Griffin Dorsey, former TFC man, with the goal in the first minute. Fafa Pico with two, the 24th and the 64th minute. A big 3-0 victory for Houston. They hadn't won a game in like 6 months. So congratulations to the Houston Dynamo for beating that Austin FC team. Ryan T says, Mike, FIFA 22, create a club career mode live streams. Sounds like a great idea, Ryan. It really does. I don't know, man. I don't know. I was messing around with the PlayStation. I got it going a little bit. It was a little bit choppy. I got to figure out the bottom line on how to make that work. But so hyped for that FIFA 22. Me too, man. Me too. I'm going to have to go out and get that when that launches. If and when we get the PlayStation hooked back up. Yes. So love it. Love it. That's going to be create a club career mode. That's going to be cool. Sons of a Pitch Soccer is going to be playing in MLS. I'm just telling you right now, that's how it's going to be when that day comes. But Houston, a good victory over Austin. Austin's struggles continue. Their striker, Juicy, didn't show up. They've been riding that man since they signed him, honestly. Austin's a decent team, but again, it's that expansion team thing, man. Everybody looks at LAFC and Atlanta, and they're like, "Oh man, look at those guys! They did so good." Look, that's not the norm, guys. It's not the norm. So whatever, Austin, it's all right. Y'all got some talent. Give it another offseason. Putting this team together after you've played some games, you should be fine. All right, Sporting Kansas City and the Chicago Fire. Just going to touch on this one quickly. Mowry and Russell, two goals in the first 6 minutes of this one. Looking good. Sporting Kansas City getting back on track. Chicago Fire, God, they suck. That's pretty much all I'm going to say. Listen to John Donovan's recap on it on the podcast side right after the sponsor break there on that podcast side. I'll upload that shortly after this video. And Chicago sucks. Kansas City gets a win at home, as we expected. Last game of the weekend, LAFC 3, Real Salt Lake 2. LAFC looking good after they lost Diego Rossio, transferred him out. Didn't really lose him, but technically lost him. And Mia Mendez in the house. Greetings all from Porto, New England. As a good team, what is your city and your team? So, Mia, great question. Glad to have you on here. I love it when you're coming on from Portugal. That is absolutely amazing. New England's a damn good team. Very, very good team. My city, I live just outside Chicago right now. I'm originally from Toronto. I was born in Toronto, and TFC is my team. So that's that. Unfortunately, the worst team in the league is my favorite team. That's why I got the hat here. I just took it off because it's getting hot down here. But, yeah, that's my team. TFC had to celebrate the good old days here with the hat. All right, speaking of which, tomorrow, what happened of predictions? When's it dropping down? Mike, Brother BKL, man, look out for that. I'll have it out tomorrow at some point. Maybe in the afternoon. I'm hoping to get it done first thing in the morning. Crazy day with work, crazy day with the other job. So we'll get that out. I want to get it out hopefully by noon tomorrow, but we'll see. We'll see. All right. Badass Kombucha in the house. What's going on, man? Good to see you. And glad you're here hanging out. All right. LAFC good win. Arango with 2 goals. Chicho Arango, 2 very good goals there for LAFC. Datkovic with an own goal there for Salt Lake. Well, he's a Salt Lake player, scored the goal, the own goal that LAFC got. Then you've got Demir Krylak and Anderson Julio for RSL. Very, very good result for LAFC. This team is trying to claw back, trying to bring some respectability back to this team. It's been a rough season for LAFC. Am I right, Mr. Ramon Poblano? There is. It's been a rough year for sure. So, hopefully LAFC can get back on track. I don't know if they're going to get in the playoff fight, though. If they do, I don't see this team going very far in the playoffs, honestly. Just have to be completely honest with you there. But there you go. Tied with RSL for 30 points. And let's look at those standings there. Western Conference, Seattle, 45 points. Kansas City, 43. Colorado, 42. Nice and tight up at the top of the Eastern or Western Conference. Excuse me. LA Galaxy right behind them. Portland at 33. Minnesota, 30. Salt Lake, or 31, Salt Lake at 30, LAFC at 30, Vancouver at 29, San Jose, Dallas, Houston, Austin. I can't see Vancouver or San Jose getting in that picture. I think LAFC gets in over Salt Lake, and that's going to be your 7 there in the Western Conference as it is. That's my prediction there for the West. Again, with the East, it's all New England, 55 points out of 25 matches played. 41 is next with Nashville. Forget about it. It ain't happening. You're not getting there. You're not catching New England. They've got the shield. Just give it to them now. Get the weight over with. And well-deserved for Bruce Arena and that squad. It has not been easy for them. They have had a lot of injuries. And a very well-done team put together there by Mr. Bruce Arena there. Very, very well done on that one. And, of course, the emergence of Tajon Buchanan cannot go understated at all. All right, just a quick little reminder for everybody. Check out the link in the description. BetUS, guys. Get in on the BetUS action with us here at Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central. You click that link. You got to click that link, though. You got to hit that link to get this 125% sign-up bonus up to $2,500. So if you're a sports bettor, if you put $100 down, they're going to give you $125 for free. $100 in the sports book, $25 in a casino. Yes, there's rules around it. There always is. They're never going to give away free money. That would be stupid. And we all know casinos do very well for themselves. But if you're a sports bettor, do it through us. I do get a small affiliate commission for your sign up when you make that first deposit. And we've got about 10 signups right now that we don't have deposits for. So if you have signed up at BetUS, make that deposit because I won't get any credit until you deposit a little bit of money. And it's got to be $50 or more. It gets it done. So come and bet with us. You see my picks and predictions videos. It's good stuff. We win money here on Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central and an American soccer podcast. All right, back to the business here. And let's talk a little bit about the CONCACAF Champions League coming up. So looking here at the screen, We've got the first legs, Monterrey and Cruz Azul. Monterrey holds a 1-0 victory heading to the away leg against Cruz Azul Thursday night. Can Monterrey mount a comeback? No away goals for Cruz Azul. That could bode to be very, very important. So good. That's going to be a hell of a matchup to watch. So Alejandro, I'm hoping I'd be able to get that one for you. If I can't, you know, Alejandro, the $10 super chat always makes it happen. Everybody who's watching, there's a game you want me to do. If I can get it on Fubo TV, even if it's a Spanish broadcast and I don't understand a word of Spanish, well, a few words, hit that $10 super chat over and I will get that game up for you and we roll. The other semifinal, Philadelphia and Club America. Club America with the 2-0 home leg victory over Philly. Philly's done. This one is back at Subaru Park on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. However, look, let's be honest. Philly's not that good this season. They can't hang with Club America. Not going to happen. If they pull off this, that would be a miracle. I don't know what the odds are on this. I should probably check it out. But it's huge, huge money. So we'll see. If you got some guts, maybe put $5 on Philly to pull off some crazy upset. You might be a rich person if the Lightning strikes in the right spot. But we'll see. All right. Then you've got on Thursday night, Cruz Azul Monterrey, that second leg. That's going to be a badass matchup. I'm excited for that one. And I'm praying that Philly can come through for MLS, but I just don't see it happen. I really don't. All right. Next up, we're going to talk about the League's Cup. We're heading into the semifinal of the League's Cup as well. You know, that made-up competition between MLS and Liga MX. I mean, look, it's fun. It's fun. It's excitable to see the MLS teams face off against the Liga MX sides. I enjoy it. I'm a soccer fan. I know you guys do as well. Seattle Sounders going up against Santos Laguna in Seattle. This is a very winnable game for the Sounders. I think they can get it done and win, especially being at home. But Seattle fans, you got to show up. Jose Mera, if you're listening, man, get to that game. Brian W., get out there. Get out in ECS at Royal Broham Park and get it done. All right, the other matchup in this one, Leon against Pumas. The two Mexican sides facing off in Houston. I'm sure they'll pack the building better than the Houston Dynamo can. And there you go. There you go. Leon and Pumas, if I had to put a prediction out there, I'm going to go with Leon just because I know their squad better than Pumas. I'm not a huge I don't know all the guys for all the teams in Liga MX. I know Tigres pretty well, Club America pretty well, Monterrey, Cruz Azul, a little bit about Santos because I've done a few of their games. But Pumas, I don't know much about it. And there, Brother BKL saying, yep, plus the League's Cup starts tomorrow. Can't wait for that. I really think Seattle's going to pull it off, and that would set up the final in Las Vegas. Seattle against either Leon or Pumas, that would be awesome. A good thing that the U.S. and MLS needs to win. I mean, you need to win this or a CCL to start getting taken seriously in the circles of North American soccer. It has to happen. I think it will eventually, maybe not this season. But the Sounders, a very good team to do just that. All right, guys, we're 48 minutes in. Again, we got about 5 minutes from John Donovan on the podcast side, and that is all I've got to talk about for right now. Again, guys, I got a great email from Jason. Shoot me over ideas, things you want to hear about, things you want to see. Ryan T. putting it out in the chat. You want to see some FIFA 22 streams and all that? Eventually, I got to get there, and I can expense the video game on Sons of a Pitch Soccer because I can't buy a video game right now. Not going to happen with my personal finances, but that's what we got the podcast for. I'm trying to grow the sport, right? That's what we're doing. So, again, Super Chats, memberships are huge. Mr. Ryan T., thank you, sir, for jumping up your membership to designated player level. Again, guys, check out the ColorCast app. If you have an iPhone, click that link in the chat right now. Do it right now. You got to use that link. That's going to say it came from Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central. Hit it up, guys. This app is awesome. It's not just soccer. I know we got a lot of other friends, Brother BKL. Man, dude's always talking about baseball and football and all that other stuff. Brother BKL, download that ColorCast app, man. And you can broadcast games, Brother BKL. You're watching the Yankees, jump on the mic and talk about it while you're on the game. It is an awesome, awesome thing. It is on the ground level. We are getting in at the ground level. Evan and Tristan and Ebony, guys, thank you guys so much for all the support you've shown me with Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central. And I'm excited about doing this every single Monday night with the regular podcast episode live on ColorCast. Thank you to Football is Life, Mr. Folgers. Evan was on earlier. It's Just Nicole. And Nicole at Gmail as well was on. So we had two Nicoles on tonight. And really appreciate you guys coming on there on ColorCast. I believe we had a couple other anonymous listeners as well. Thank you for checking it out. Make sure to download it right now and follow along for that one. color cast going places, and it's a hell of a lot of fun. All right, guys, we'll talk to you guys real soon. We'll be live for one midweek game. I don't know which night it will be. I'm going to get that finalized tonight when I talk to the wife and look at the calendar. And look out for picks and predictions. Hopefully first thing in the morning, I will be able to get that out to you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll see you guys real soon. Have a great night. Good night.